Do you struggle trying to reach those corner lashes when applying mascara? L'Oreal Paris new Panorama Mascara catches every lash for corner-to-corner volume.
Your sister has been using this, right?
She loves it, yes. They sent me some, and I gave it to my sister and my nieces. And actually, I looked at, I saw my niece the other day and was like, your eyelashes, is that the new mascara? She's like, yes, look at them. They were like fanned out. I mean, this is a great product.
You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Want to see life in panorama with fully fanned out lashes? Now you can with L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara that creates corner-to-corner panoramic lash volume.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Watch what crappens, who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today is the one, the only, Mr. Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Hi. How are you, Ben?
Oh my God, I am so well. It's Beverly Hills Day. Nothing more exciting than Beverly Hills Day, am I right?
Oh, it's a good one, Ben. Well, you're trying to make people think I got a problem.
Yeah. Before we get started, just a reminder that on Monday, Winter's Crappening is back. We already actually did our first episode. We did like a first impressions of the trailer. That was this week. But the premiere of House of the Dragon, that's the trailer I'm talking about, that is happening on Sunday. So we're going to have a recap up on Monday and every Monday for the duration of that season. So if you are a Game of Thrones fan or GOT curious, come join us. It's going to be a lot of fun. We had so much fun doing the final season of Game of Thrones, so we're really excited to throw ourselves into this prequel series. The episodes, they are going to be here, but we also have its own dedicated podcast feed if you want that too. So just search for Winter is Crappening wherever you find podcasts, and you will find it, and you can subscribe and subscribe to this podcast too. If you're new, if you're just passing by, just subscribe also. We're all going to have fun. So that's happening on Monday. Very excited about this new season. And of course, also on Mondays, we have Take a Seat, which is on Spotify Live. So go join that. And also today's episode of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, our recap of it. Obviously, you can just listen to it, but that's only half the fun. You can also watch us do the recap with Crappens On Demand. That's available on Patreon at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. If you sign up on that level, you get access to Crappens On Demand, all our Crappens On Demands, and also our bonus episodes, which we do every single week, as well as our beautiful, wonderful Discord community. Hi, everyone on Discord. Hope you're all doing well. So that is everything. That's like everything I have to say. Anything you have got? Anything you want to say, Ronnie? Anything you need to tell the people?
No,
no.
I'm ready to run, baby. I'm ready to roll. Okay.
I thought you were going to say that everything you say comes from a place of pain. Oh, I was hoping you'd have like a big moment like that.
No. I don't come from a place of pain. I get all my negativity out as it comes up, as you know. You know, I don't let things fester. I just say, fuck you, fuck this. So how are you? And then I feel better. And then whoever I've just laid all that negativity on, now they're stuck with that negativity. And I'm completely unloaded. So that's my advice to you, everybody. Take your negativity and put it on other people. Okay? You don't have to carry it. Feels good.
Feels good. Well, so Beverly Hills... We are going to go back to our homeless but not toothless charity gala at Dorit's house. And Rinna is still crying crying. And she's like, I did not think I would be crying tonight because I'm very grateful that it came. I'm very grateful that I had a chance to show off this range of skills that I have. I'm crying.
I'm crying, everybody, look. And Erica's doing that thing where she's just pushing the bottom of Rinna's eyeballs with paper towels or whatever to, like, I don't know what that is, but it can't be good for your under eyes. And then the planner is like, girl, should we bring out a birthday cake now? And Dorit's like, oh, I've got the perfect cake for Coyle. It's Coyle's birthday. So now we get to celebrate fucking Kyle. So Dorit's like, okay, everyone, let's lighten the mood so we can sing happy birthday to Coyle Richards.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Wait, hold on a second. This sounds a little strange. How about we let PK take over, shall we? Shall we do that? Shall we let PK do it? Okay.
Los Angeles. Imagine walking up and seeing Beverly Beach.
That wasn't the birthday song, but it was an interesting thought by me. How about this?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
I like that Mauricio comes out and goes, okay, everybody, happy birthday in C minor, which he's making a joke, but when you put songs in minor, it makes them sad, you know? So I really love that they're doing that for Kyle's birthday. It's like, happy birthday. No, minor. Happy birthday to, yes, it's Kyle. Sounds a lot better.
Yeah, I like that. You know, and Erica, of course, was totally puzzled by that. See, Mana, what is that concept? Oh, it's part of music. Oh, yes, that's right. I am a musician. I forgot.
I see one Mana, and they all call me a pervert for the rest of the season. Am I right, Garcelle?
Hey, did he just say, let's sing happy birthday and semen? Okay.
No, C minor.
I see a minor and I tell him to fuck off. Get the fuck out of here, you little fucking minor. I don't want to see you, all right?
So Dorit is like, you know, gee, we put on a beautiful dinner party. We all dressed up, and so far we've had rage, tears, laughter, a homely woman staring at us all night, and at this
manic
point,
depression, bipolar disorder, ADHD, and gingivitis.
At this point, I'm looking for a little more laughter. Laughter that sounds like this.
Well, you know, if you want to make him laugh, I think I've got some PK's before dentistry picks in my purse.
Look, we like to entertain people, which is why PK is going to balance a Pringle on his nose. Go at it, PK.
And Kathy's like, now what are we going to do? Now what?
So then outside, PK, the bros are talking, and PK's like, well, I'm reversing into a new stock exchange public company with my new real estate business. It's crypto, babe, but it's blockchain. It's complicated. If I told you how it worked, I'd have to kill you. I'm like, maybe you should tell yourself how it works first too, PK. What are you doing with your money? Yeah.
PK's big crypto real estate business. Although I will say it will be nice to have a PK, or not a PK, but a crypto real estate business. You should be able to buy something with it, okay? I could have had a mansion before I lost it all in the crash of 2022. So fun. Glad we're talking about this. So
Mauricio's like, a crypto bubble. That's crazy. After all those Super Bowl ads, I thought crypto was forever.
So Mauricio's like, you've got nothing interesting. What are you talking about? He's like, you need to realize that even though you're the king of real estate, you're going to now have to bow to the emperor.
Of what?
Strikes back. Who do you think? All right. Real estate. It's what? Real estate.
Oh, okay. I thought you were the king of rock. Okay, well, I'll take that too. I mean, I was just dining with Lionel. Lionel Richie, that is. I'll say the full name, just to clarify.
I'm not the king of rock. I'm the king of soft rock. John Legend, everybody. Just kidding. His agent wouldn't let him be here.
Ladies and gentlemen, Christopher Cross.
So back to Rinna. Rinna's like, thank you. Thank you all for being here in this moment. I was like, wow, what a lovely birthday speech that Rinna's giving. Thank you for watching me cry. Because at that moment that I was just screaming at Sutton across the table, you know what? Sutton triggered it. That's what triggered it. It triggered it. Sutton did it.
It sounds like, well, I didn't like that at all either. And I'm not just talking about the fact that Dorit is trying to force carbs on this entire table, okay? And so,
oh, by the way, Rin is saying her mother's death triggered it, not Sutton. Sorry. So Sutton's like, yeah, I didn't like that. And Rin is like, well, listen, I think there's more issues going on in this group that take a little bit more to get to. You know, you can't just talk it out. You have to talk it out, get forgiven, be yelled at in public, be forgiven again, be yelled at in public again, be forgiven again, get yelled at in public again. Where are we at? I'm in the middle of a cycle. Where am I?
We all know that the way we get to the root of things is that we start getting to the root of things and that let Kyle derail it with her own stupid comments, okay? So,
and Nadia, the doctor's wife, who is being played tonight by Selena Gomez, is just like, oh my God, who is Steve Martin? Am I supposed to fucking know this? Could someone tell me before I go on to a set who this man is? That would be great.
My acting teacher said, I dare you to do an entire season of a show without unclenching your teeth. And I said, oh, I can do that, bitch. Just you wait.
And Rena's like, there's other issues, deeper issues. And Kyle's like, oh, what's the deeper stuff? What's the deeper stuff? Calm down over there, Kyle. Jeez.
And so at this point, Garcelle turns to the charity people who've been like locked in this pose for 3 hours. Like they're sort of like horrified but fascinated. Garcelle's like, you guys can get up. It's okay. And so I goes, do you guys want to leave? You guys want to leave? And Dorit's like, no, I'm not. I'm just saying. We're just saying, guys, you can stay if you want to, but don't feel obligated to stay. You can leave and go hang out with the other poors while we talk about rich people stuff. That's all.
If you want to take a set of teeth on your way out, just grab some from Kathy's purse. Am I right, Gab?
So Crystal's like, well, guys, since we're going to talk about deeper stuff, I'd like to address my eating disorder. Everyone's like, we meant like deeper petty stuff, but okay, Crystal, have a moment.
Well, Diana came over a couple of days ago with Rinna, and then like I saw Sutton later, and like, I just want you guys to know, like, you guys think I haven't seen anyone about my eating disorder, but like, I have seen someone since I was in my teens, so. And Kyle's like, okay, but do you think you're seeing the right person then? I mean, it's not fixed. So, you know, like if you're not getting good reception on your TV, do you just keep the same TV or do you just have the maid act out the shows in front of your TV so you get clearer reception? You know what I mean? Anyone?
That's a trick question because they both work. Sometimes I get the new TV and still have the maids do that. So Kyle's like, so Crystal's like saying how she's been interviewing different people and she talked to Rinna about it and everything. And Erica's like, my hope for Crystal is that she finds a way to effectively handle her eating disorder with laxatives. It's a great way to do it. If you come out a different end, it's a different point of view. She'll love it.
If I had money, I'd have some X-Lax shipped right to her house, but I've been swindled by widowed orphans, so you're gonna have to figure that one out on your own, sister. All right, just put this to bed. Hey, Rinna, can I get a number for that therapist you've been sending Crystal to?
She's like, oh, they're TikTok. They're TikTok therapists.
TikTok. It's just Geraldo Rivera.
Don't throw up. Don't throw up.
Like, who goes to Rinna to ask for therapy advice? Seriously?
So then Garcelle's like, well, is there anything else we need to clear up as long as we're sitting at this tacky-ass tablecloth? So Sutton's like, well, I had a rough day on Saturday. And Rinna's like,
God, Sutton. Fucking Sutton. I'll tell you what, Sutton really does not give a fuck, okay? She's just been screamed at all night, and now she's like, guess what? I'm going to get screamed at again.
I want to get screamed at some more. And like the whole thing is that they're trying to get to like the root of their issues, but sounds like I'm gonna bring up something petty instead because you called me liability. And you said the T really hard because you weren't like liability, you were like liability. So Sutton goes, I didn't really like being called a friend with liabilities, okay, because I think of myself as a good friend. I'm not some motherfucker, okay? And there's this thing that happened to me that I haven't told any of y'all about, okay? And it's something that about friends with liabilities, okay? And I did get called by an attorney about Tom and Erica's one of their millions of lawsuits in front of them, okay? So ...
Kyle's like, well, you were called like what? As a witness? Like, for what? No, Kyle, they were calling just to see if she wanted to go to lunch. Yes, stupid. Why else would they be calling her? So she's like, well, because the attorney thought that I had information. That's why. And she tells us, I received a letter from an attorney who was involved in a lawsuit against the Girardis. And I'm going to keep putting periods after words so you understand the gravity of this situation. Okay? They wanted information I didn't have. So whatever. I'm not getting subpoenaed. I'm not going to Chicago. I mean, Chicago's a nice town and all, but gross. I'm not going there. Okay? Have you seen their pizza? It's disgusting. Not going there. No.
I mean, they're on a lake, not even an ocean. Okay? Let's not forget about that. So Sutton's like,
all I know about Chicago, to be honest, is it's a musical that hires terrible, terrible D-list people, and I will not go. Okay. Now, let's get back to this fight I'm having with the cast of Chicago. Okay.
I do not want to walk into Chicago and be attacked by Bark Balky Bartakamos on his bicycle. Okay. I will not be doing the dance of joy.
Balky, it's like
everything she knows about Chicago comes from the Perfect Strangers opening credits. I am standing tall on the wings of the world. So Sutton's like, so she goes, it wasn't a subpoena yet because I hired a litigator. And then Rena's like, Rena looks shocked. Like, why is it shocking? If she received a letter from Erica's lawyers, why is it shocking that that Sutton hired a lawyer? But she's like, like, her face is like, there you go. Sutton, being an alarmist once again. I'm like, she received a letter from the lawyers.
And Sutton says, attorneys aren't cheap. And you know who knows that? The Girardis. Gives a big smile to the camera. And so Erica does this, like, you know, scrunches up her face into that, like, angry beaver face and does her point. And she goes, I know what they're going to ask you. And she's like, what? And then we see a clip of the reunion where Andy's like, Sutton, you said one of Tom's former partners left the practice because of shady business practices. And Sutton says, that's a rumor that I had heard, Andy. And it cuts back and Erica goes, You said that shit.
You were like, that's a rumor. They're going to ask you like that. They're going to ask you what was that? Like you said a rumor.
She's basically like, you said something on, you know, on the reunion. So of course they're going to come knocking. And so it's like, well, that is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, next thing you're going to say is just because I told Andy Cohen on Watch What Happens Live that they were very classified documents in Mar-a-Lago that all of a sudden now they're going to do a whole search because of me, little old me. I mean, don't be ridiculous.
They were unclassified and then they were reclassified, but then unclassified and put in an ice cream machine. So put that in your pipe and smoke it, bitch. Well, it was snowing down in West Palm Beach. That's what happened there. And then Tom went crashed through Mar-a-Lago because he thought he was in Epcot Center, but that's really Orlando. But he actually did wind up driving up to Orlando in his upside down car because it has wheels on the roof. And he made it there and he got into the golf ball and he was like, I made it to the PGA Masters. And then he was arrested. And you know, the rest is history.
The FBI raided Mar-a-Lago and Donald was there and he confronted the FBI and then he had a tumor in his eye that exploded and then Cake Mallet came down from the ceiling on ropes, you know, made it through all these lasers and then finally they got a diamond. My diamond earrings!
Well, now Tom's lost his law license. He can't even prosecute with John Larroquette and Marky Post anymore in that court, so I don't know what he's going to be doing with his life, but he's been trying to do something.
He's been trying to do something. Hold on, I'm so, checking anyway. For boogers. Booger check.
Erica, your boogers there are fine.
Is one. You know, there's like, it's not even a booger. It's like a little dot. Hold on.
No one it's like, can see your, any, if you have bats,
you know
in the cave,
someone
no one
is.
Can see it.
It's not a the bat. The camera it is not like going. Lint.
Like lint. Lint in the cave.
Lint in the cave, yeah. It's like a butterfly in the cave.
Bats were doing laundry.
It was a mosquito in the cave. Okay, sorry, everybody. That's disgusting. But you know what's more disgusting? You staring at someone talking to you with a lint in the cave. Okay? You're welcome.
Your cave looks like it is unobstructed. Unobstructed
well, it's
for the
not.
Rest of us.
It is very obstructed with Lebanese hair that seems to catch what little animal wants to live in there. Okay?
That wants to dangle in the cave.
Yeah, so I mean, you cannot even pluck when you're Lebanese. You do like a little, like, and then you just feel it inside, like, no, I refuse. Bloop, 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 bloop. Coming out doing the dub key dance with each other. It's like they grow right back. Okay, yeah. Point is, we see a clip We see Erica going, I told you to be quiet. I told you. Bent forefinger.
To be quiet and you wouldn't listen to me.
And Sutton goes, no, you didn't. And then we see a clip of that dinner where Erica turns around and goes,
would you like to be sued? Would you like to be sued?
Where it looks like someone's pulling a string up on the very top of the back of her head.
Would you like to be sued? Would you like to be sued by the law? I can.
I'm not going to go any further with that one. I think I made my point.
If you're going to talk about someone and you feel that person isn't going to come for you, your feet are going to be sticking out from under a gingerbread house and I'm going to be wearing your ruby red slippers, you bitch.
And Dorit's like, now don't you feel that because they came after you and nobody else in this group, that it's because you are the only one questioning Erica. Has this cast learned nothing?
No, they haven't. And Garcelle, seriously. Like, Garcelle is like up on it this episode. She's like, she wasn't the only one. And then we see a flashback of literally everyone in the cast, you know, like to repeat, like, when you're reading about the victims and the orphans, I mean, it's hard to digest. I can't even buy one of those fascinating Jamie Lee Curtis coolers that could keep things cool and hot, so chic.
You know, it was harder to digest than that time when Sharon Stone asked me to start a charity called Homeless, Not Popsicle-less. And we made popsicles for the homeless, and unfortunately, it was made from corn syrup, which rotted their teeth even more, which led us to Homeless, Not Toothless. Thank you for being here, person interviewing me.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Hungry Root is the easiest way to eat healthy. They send you fresh, high-quality groceries, simple recipes, and essential supplements. It's like your personal assistant for healthy living.
So you take a fun, short quiz, and Hungry Root will get to know your personal health goals, what you like to eat, and more. And then they'll build you a personalized cart with all your grocery needs for the week and give you a delicious recipe recommendations to put those groceries to use.
Each order is fully customizable, so you can take their suggestions or choose anything you want. We love this place. It's like, I like eating this, this, and this. I'm a vegetarian. Eat some fish sometimes. They send you all these groceries that all fit into exactly what you like.
Yeah, I have an issue with snacking in that I always want to snack, but I often snack on things that aren't always as good for me. And it was really great to get all sorts of healthy, nutritious snacks from Hungry Root. Right now, Hungry Root is offering Watch What Crappens listeners 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life.
Just go to hungryroot.com/crappens to get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies.
That's hungryroot.com/crappens. Don't forget to use our link so they know we sent you.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
So, and Garcelle's like, so I just want to say, by the way, I'm not being her bodyguard. So, which I just think it's so funny that they get so mad at Garcelle being Sutton's bodyguard when all they do is talk about having each other's backs. Like, I have Erica's back. You had my back. You don't have my back. But then when Garcelle does it, it's like, you're being a bodyguard.
So, right. While Diana, they're sticking up for Erica right now in this situation, while Dorit is saying, you're the one who talked about it. That's why you had to get a lawyer, you know? So yeah. Then Diana goes, can I say something? I feel that out of all the women here, you are the most guarded. Shut the fuck up, Diana. What are you even doing here? Who are you talking to? What are you trying to just jump in a scene you're not even in? Just be quiet over there with your off gold plastic jacket. Nobody needs to hear from you.
And it's like, they're not discussing that at all. And Garcelle's like, how did we get from liability to lawyers to me? So Diana goes, well, this is where it started, no? And they're like, no, not really. So she's like, well, what do you want to know, Diana?
I love that voice.
I really, really like you, but for a friendship, I have to work extra hard and I got nowhere. Well, like, why am I doing it when she's shutting me down every single time?
When did you ever try? What are you talking about? When were you ever shut down and when did you ever try? And Garcelle's really like, never. Well... At your Christmas party, I was leaving and I came up to say goodbye. And you said to me, I feel like we got off on the wrong foot. And then we see the clip of Diana kissing her ass like, oh, really? I apologize. I see in your eyes when I look at you that you like me deep down. And she's like, okay, well, thank you for having me over.
I know. And Diana's like, but I haven't seen you once since. And she's like, well, I haven't seen you either. So Garcelle's like, I mean, she trashes my name in a group text. She comes to my birthday and is a total bitch. Google me if you want to get to know me. Google me. Oh, God. I just quoted Kim Zolciak. I'm so sorry to my children.
So Rinna's like, Garcelle. Did you hear her? Did you hear where she's coming from, Garcelle? She goes, huh. What did you hear? What did you hear her say, Rinna? Why don't you say? And Kathy's like, Kathy just starts cracking up. And Rinna's like, I think what Diana is trying to say is that she's sad and she's in pain. She's very in pain.
Diana's like, I would like to know you better differently. And Garcelle's like, well, I would like to know you better differently as well. And by better differently, I mean not know you at all, which would be different than how I know you right now, and that would be better. How do you feel about that, Rinna?
And everybody's just like, oh my God, Garcelle, how could she say something so horrible? They're all giving each other these soap opera looks while the music plays. And then Rinna goes, I feel good about it, Garcelle, but why do you have to say it like that? And she's like, because the way you said it to me, like, why didn't you say, Diana, do you hear Garcelle? She's, because I think you're being defensive, and I don't want to hear her being defensive. I don't hear her being defensive. So I said, Garcelle, you're being defensive. She's like, why am I defensive? I don't know. Why are you defensive? Because she's being clobbered. That's why. It's natural. It's not like she's being defensive and nothing's happening. She's defending herself. I guess yeah.
There's actually, and by the way, there's never any good way to respond. When someone says you're being defensive, it's like the biggest trap because you can't then defend yourself without being defensive, right? So Garcelle goes, well, you tell me. You seem to know everything. Where do you think it's coming from? You tell me. And she goes, fear. She goes, well, fear. What am I fearful of?
That's something you have to ask yourself, Garcelle. You know, I think we all have fear. Which is why I take my phone, press a button, I put it right down on a countertop. I get in a bikini and I do this. Yes! Yes, we're...
Okay, Rinna, you don't need to plug your Instagram dancing right now, all right? It's embarrassing to everybody.
My biggest fear is that I will do a dancing video and people will not understand how I set up my camera, which is why I refuse to ever edit out the part where I press play and then I walk away from the camera. And then I start dancing. I never start just on the dancing. You have to see the whole process. My fear is that you would not understand the process otherwise.
And what are you afraid of, ladies?
Well, I'm afraid of lawyers knocking on our doors. I'm afraid of being with age-appropriate men.
Of the IRS, of course.
Of teeth. I'm pretty afraid of teeth now. They make you homeless, apparently, so. I want teeth.
So Garcelle's like, so Rinna, you're telling me about coming from love? That's bullshit. And then, of course, they show the clip of Rinna like 2 seconds ago, just attacking, going nuts on Sutton as usual. I just think it's so funny that Rinna is tone policing Garcelle when Rinna is the one who has the worst infractions of tonal violations.
Year after year after year after year, yeah. Right?
But so Garcelle, she's like, yeah, God forbid.
I am. You know? I am saying, come from a place of love. And Garcelle goes, that's bullshit.
Even Kyle's like, yeah, I don't know if Rinna is in the position to be saying that. She just screamed at somebody, you know? And Garcelle's like, just once in a while, I would like someone to say, you know what, Garcelle? You're right. Just once. And Kathy's like, Garcelle, you're right. Okay. And she laughs. And Kyle's like, you just want to feel supported is what you're saying. She's like, yes. And Kyle's like, I don't know what's happening, but I'm with Garcelle. I'm like, really? Because you started this again, man.
As usual. Well, she's with Garcelle for now until she's not going to be with Garcelle. So Mauricio comes over. He's like, hey, you girls are like out of your mind. You ready to go home? You want to go home? And so they all leave, basically.
Hey, but I have to say, nice fucking try, Diana. Get your tired ass out of here. I'm so glad you're not coming back next year. I don't know that that's official,
but I figure it is. So bye. Every time I see her, I'm like, bye, Blowfish. Go, run.
Bye, Blowfish. Okay, so now it's Crystal at home, and she's having wine. She's pouring some wine with Rob, or Rob's pouring wine, I should say.
Can I just say, like, I get you guys are rich, and I know that a lot of people have these devices. Open your fucking wine, okay? You take a little screw, and you go, this is how wine should sound when it's being opened. It shouldn't sound like this. Or make a quieter wine opener, but it sounds like the neighbors are remodeling. You know what I mean? Open their wine.
Yeah. Yeah. I personally like to use the waiter's corkscrew. Is that what it's called? The waiter's corkscrew, where it's like the little thing and then you
it's pull called out a wine key.
A wine key. I thought it was called a waiter's
thing. I don't know. But as a waiter, I'm telling you it was called a wine. Maybe I don't call it well, a, I like waiter a wine something because I am a waiter. So you're not like, hey, is this a waiter's apron? You're just like, this is an apron. You know?
I think the wine key is the best one. And the one I, you know which one I hate is the classic corkscrew where you put it in and then you like you spin it on the top and then you do like the prongs on the side because the arms. ultimately you're left at a part where you have to just pull out and like that is the most stressful thing because you never know when it's going to release and you feel like you're going to break it, you feel like you're going to cause, you're like but with the wine key shit just gets done and you don't need contraption.
It just gets done and you also feel kind of skilled when you can do you it do. Right. You know, even yes. though you shouldn't, it's fairly simple, but you're like, yes, I'm classy. Also that arm one, it's like morning stretches and I hate morning stretches where it's like, I was like, I don't want to stretch. Okay. I'm not going to do this whine.
It's also so much effort to not even finish the job because you have to like you have to swirl it all, you have to screw it all the way in. The arms go up like it's stretching, and then you pull it down, and the cork comes like a quarter to halfway up. And you're saying, so you're saying that after all that shit, you're not even fully coming out, and I've got to do the rest? No, you're a contraption. You as a contraption,
you're right.
are obligated to finish this.
It just wasn't well thought out, that thing.
No, and, but you know idea. What?
Like they mass produced it, and now it's around forever. Like
now it's with forever. It. Yeah.
But I prefer Stupid. You over the Home Depot drill for the wine. Okay, it's too much. It's overkill. So this is why robots kill us in the future. They're like, yeah, you wanted me to, you needed, you made my cousin spend his entire life on your kitchen counter to open your fucking wine. That's why I killed your entire family.
Well, the robots are going to come over and we're going to be like, oh, come over for some wine. The robots can be like, sure. And the robot's sitting there waiting as we're using that stupid thing and pulling and pulling and pulling. And the widow's like, the robot's like, I'm just going to kill you.
So anyway.
The robots are just impatient.
Yeah, so Rob and Crystal are having some wine, and Crystal's talking about her eating disorder stuff and saying, like, you know, I think the girls are coming from a good place, but I don't want to feel like I have to get help just because they want me to get help. Like, I should want to get help for myself to get help, not because they want me to get help. And again, I say, you're right. Don't talk about things in public if you don't want everybody's opinion, because that is human fucking nature. Anything you say, oh my God. Oh, I didn't sleep well last night. Oh, really? Do you take melatonin? Do you? Do you read at night? You know, you need to get some of those glasses with like a yellow tint on them, because that'll really hurt your eyes reading your phone at night. That's really, really bad. Have you ever had gonorrhea? It's like, Jesus Christ, I had one night of bad sleep, okay?
Well, Crystal says, I thought she made a comment which I thought was interesting, that she said that she doesn't want them to push a timeline on her, which to me in my mind was like a production schedule, right? Like you should get therapy and it'll be on the show and we'll shoot you at the doctor on this day and we'll shoot on that day. And to me, that's what I was reading it as, is like, if I'm going to do therapy, I want to do it like with me, not to be like within the schedule of what the season is. So that's how I read it. Although, honestly, I was like, that's what I discovered. And it's like, okay, cool. So I'm like, wow, guys, I had this real, real cool insight.
I've solved it.
And I'm like, okay, who cares? So then, she feels a lot of pressure. And Rob just like hugs her and says, you know, to focus on herself. And is like, here, why don't you drink some wine? So, you know, it's, you know.
Hello,
comes Kathy.
Hello. It's Kathy. So Kathy's there and they do the typical, you look cute. No, you look cute. You're adorable. You are the most, you are the cutest effing thing I've ever seen in my toothless, homeless life. You are adorable. La, la, la. So they come in and Crystal's like, so good to see you. You want to try this wine? You don't? Oh, yeah, I know. Look, I was crying. It's like nobody asked, okay? She's like, I was crying, Kathy.
And Kathy's like, I'm always going to say if I feel strong about something, whether I'm going to say what I feel, if I feel strong about it, whether I'm asked or not, and I really feel truthfully, the girls love you and they're coming from a good place, but we're not lawyers, we're not doctors, we're not therapists. I mean, we're barely even educated. So for me to tell you, you shouldn't feel the pressure to answer all those questions, okay? It's okay to be strong and say, yes, I have an issue and I'm working on it, and that's between me, myself, and I. Do you have a cracker?
And they look at her a second because it sounds like part of her advice. Just say, I'm working on me, myself, and I. Do you have a cracker? And I'm like, no, do you have a cracker, actually? Do you actually have a cracker? And they're like, oh, sure. It's just something to nibble on. She's like, oh, sure. So they start running around the kitchen, getting her stuff and waiting on her.
And she's progressively asking for more and more and more. She's like, oh, just a cracker. I want a Diet Coke. Maybe a little napkin. Do you have maybe cheese plate?
Do you like blue cheese? No. Blue cheese. Maybe do you like Gouda? Rockford? Gouda works. Okay, we'll get Gouda.
Now, I see you giving me a hard cheese, but do you have a soft cheese, too? Just for variety. Maybe like a nice, maybe a goat. Maybe you have something like that. How should we open some wine? Because you know she was like, what sort of poor person's house am I at where they're just serving me like a Triscuit? Although I thought it was funny because when they showed her the crackers that she was opening up, she was opening up a box of something called Lady Crackers.
She's like, I drove all the way here and this is all I got, some nuts and cheese.
Meanwhile, she had a full, by the end of it, she had a full spread with like three cheeses. It was like a beautiful charcuterie that they had managed to like put together. She's like, this is it? Not even any caviar?
So I know everybody's shocked, but Kyle has a Mylar happy birthday balloon. I'm not really one to care. I just know that people really do care. They're like, oh my God, save the birds. And I was like, of course Kyle has that. Of course Kyle has a fucking murderous balloon. Okay?
Yeah. And so she's having some sort of birthday slumber party with her daughters where they're all dressing up like Dorit's tablecloths. And so she's got all these presents around. She's like, oh my God, Mauricio, look what Garcelle gave me. It's a bottle of Veuve, but it's sparkly. Oh, and look at these flowers. These are from Kris Jenner. Kris Jenner, everyone. Wow.
You already took her floors and now you're taking her wine. That's so sweet. So, Mauricio's like, oh, I got a bottle of 1999 Dom. It's like turn of the century because I couldn't find anything your age. It's a good one.
So then Alexia, they're all in matching leopard pajamas, which, I mean, I can't imagine if I had to get into matching pajamas with my mom on her birthday. I'm like, that would actually be a dream. It's like, wait a second, mom, let's do it. So they're all there, and Sophia has gotten Kyle some like retro roller skates, and so Kyle puts them on and starts roller skating around, and she's like really good. And so Portia's like, oh my God, mom, like why were you so good? She goes, I used to compete. I'm telling you, I'm so good. Like, we used to do this all the time during the week, and I would always win.
When Kim wasn't there, always. Every time Kim didn't show up, I would win. So that was fun. And she tells us, yeah, there was this place my sisters and I would go to with kids from Different Strokes, might have heard of it, Facts of Life, national television show, and all, and I mean all, of the Jackson family. So, that's right.
And then I started laughing. I started painting the picture. I was like, okay, so all these famous sitcom stars, child actors of the 80s, would gather at the roller rink. It'd be like a fun thing. And there is Kyle every single time, the least famous of all of them, who's on the show with the Down to Heaven or whatever, but the maid who's a ghost. And there's Kyle doing triple luxes to try to show up all the famous people. I was like, oh, this all makes so much sense.
Yeah, there's fucking Kyle, the little girl nobody knows, wearing a bonnet so people will remember she's from Little House on the Prairie while she does, Circle Eights or whatever.
A bonnet and a William Shatner mask.
It's like Halloween. She's wearing all her credits.
They're like, who is that girl? She's just in the middle of the rink going, what you talking about, Willis? Woo!
Charlotte Ray is like, there's that deranged little girl with the bangs floating around.
Stay away from that girl, boys. Stay away from her. I saw her going through your lunch bags.
Christy McNichol's like tripping her. Ow, Christy.
She talks about how Alex, the fiance, Farrah's fiance, comes over with Farrah and he brings her tons of roses. And Kyle says that she just wants this to be easier for him than it was for her going into Mauricio's family, because blending their families was so hard because she wasn't Jewish and she was divorced with a, you know, child, and she was an actress, and nobody knew who Mr. Drummond was, you know? It was a tough crowd. Tough crowd.
I mean, it was hard. I mean, I had a child. I was a different religion. I was famous for once doing a grand jeté over Todd Bridges' head. It was hard. It was hard to be accepted for that talent.
I mean, they actually invented a night at that skating rink for me called All But Kyle Skate. I mean, it was really sweet. It's really sweet. Never got to do it.
I'll tell you, I never quite got along with Wesley from Mr. Belvedere because he always resented how good I was doing those curves. It's a shame. Real shame.
So their dinner is stone crab. So the rest of the scene is boom, 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 pounding crap. I was like, wow, this family was built for television. Glad they got their own spinoff. Can't wait to see what that holds.
I know. Banging crab shells. So Farrah is really excited to get married. I guess she's going to get married in La Quinta. And Kyle is like, I remember going through my wedding process and being very annoyed at times. I mean, there were so many people throwing in their 2 cents. It was like driving me crazy. I was like, Dinah Manoff, please, it's my wedding. I mean, for real, find a husband someday. Anyway, my family is Catholic and his family is Jewish. And like, there's a whole thing about like the chuppah and wearing yarmulkes and my mom throwing one and it getting embedded into the cake. And then all of Mauricio's family was like, why are you doing? That's a Jewish custom. And my mom said, go eat a metal screw. And then she put it in the cake also. It was drama. So much drama.
Kyle actually tried to marry Mauricio's father and murder her mother at the wedding. God, it was awkward. Really awkward. So I don't want anybody telling you what to do on your wedding day, okay? Which is why you should have your wedding in La Quinta at Kyle by Shahida too. Okay? It's going to be great. All the bridesmaids are going to be in leopard caftans.
How do you feel about a wedding gown, but it's loungewear? Just putting that out there.
So Rin and Erica go to lunch in the next scene. So the waiter pulls out Rinna's chair and then he goes to pull out Erica's. And she's like, I'll pull my chair out myself. I'm hilarious.
And then they sit and Rinna's like, hi, how are you? We just did the cutest thing. We did a shoot for People magazine. It was a couple's issue. It was like Mr. and Mrs. Hot Zone Anthrax. So cute.
Then we see the pictures and I was like, wow, even on a People magazine shoot, Harry won't look at you. It's like Rinna and then Harry looking the other way. Like Rinna's like looking in love and Harry's looking for like Canada, you know?
Yeah. Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Every day, our world gets a little more connected, but a little further apart. But then, there are moments that remind us to be more human.
Thank you for calling Amica Insurance.
Hey, I was just in an accident.
Don't worry, we'll get you taken care of.
At Amica, we understand that looking out for each other isn't new or groundbreaking. It's human. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
Hello, snack lovers. Curb your cravings with My Mochi ice cream. Imagine a scoop of rich, creamy, premium ice cream in your favorite flavor. Now imagine that scoop wrapped up in the sweetest, softest dough known to mankind. That's My Mochi ice cream. Sweet, chewy, cool, and creamy, all in one bite. It's quite possibly the most joyfully chill sensation you've ever had in your life. My Mochi ice cream comes in tons of fabulous flavors, like strawberry, mango, cookies and cream, and double chocolate. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned mochis that are about 80 calories each, and it's also gluten-free. You can find My Mochi at Target or visit MyMochi.com to find a grocery store near you. That's MyMochi.com. Discover the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream today.
So they're just like talking about the other night, and Rinda was talking about how she wasn't expecting a breakdown, but you know, she feels anger before pain. And
Sutton's
then,
a trigger. Sutton is a trigger for me. Oh yeah, tell me about it. Maybe for you too, Erica. Maybe for you too. Okay, you've gone over the menu. Okay, I ordered my drink already. Okay, I would like to lead with love. I just like an order of love to start. Thank you.
Hey, speaking of drinks, I think I'll have an Arnold Palmer. And guess what Rinna says?
I'll have that too. I'll have that
too.
Me too. Yeah. Thank you.
So Rinna's like, about my breakdown, you know, what did she have to say? Why did she have to say that about you at that moment, Sutton? I mean, I just had a breakdown about my mother, and then Sutton had to say that about you. Why?
What? Rinna all of a sudden cares about when the timing of people confronting each other. Rinna, were people doing coke in your bathroom? Like, what all of a sudden Rinna's now like all, you know, concerned about Sutton saying something at a dinner party. That's like literally Rinna's like that's her playground for confronting.
Yeah, she goes,
people.
I don't even understand. Why did she say that? And Erica goes, she said why she said it. She said because I called her a liability, so she's proven that I'm a liability. You know, she was contacted. And she chose not to tell me that, and instead she held on to it and threw it out in a public forum.
It's like, yeah.
Yeah, she's on
You're
a show.
You're on a Housewives show, and she's you've literally show. Done that 5 times today, and we'll do it again in this episode.
Yeah, and Rena's like, because that's what she does. So then Erica is like, she's like, and you know, there are moments when she's kind of fun. And Rinna goes, there are moments when I really like her. I'm going to change my tone because you changed your tone. I really like her. And we have a nice connection. And Erica goes, and then she flips. I'm glad we're back to this tone. And then she flips.
Like when you laugh and laugh with Sutton and then call Garcelle to lunch and tell her not to be friends with Sutton. Isn't it crazy when people flip like that? Really crazy. So Rinna's like, yeah, at the end of the day, you get nothing for nothing. And that's all you can say for the life of the poor. Not that I would know because I'm not poor. Lay not miserable. Am I right? Because I lead with love. lead with lovely. So anyway, at the end of the day, she pokes the bear and she's her own worst enemy. She's her own worst enemy. What is this? What do you mean it's an Arnold Palmer? No, I said, bring me Arnold Palmer, the fucking decrepit old golfer, all right? I need a new boyfriend. Go. Find him, you fucking moron.
I will settle for Jack Nicklaus, too. So, yeah. So then they just start talking about, Rinna's like, oh, I'm going to have another, you know, Rinna beauty party. And she's going to do another party because there was COVID last year and COVID. And you got to be creative. So, she's like, yeah, she goes, it's gonna be a new venue. We're gonna have a theme this time. We're gonna uplift it a little bit. But it's the same fucking people. It's the same fucking people.
Oh yeah, I'm thinking Jerry Hall, Studio 54, Jumper Vibes.
And Rinna's like, yeah, it's gonna be fun. Uplifted. So they're talking about how they need to have some fun. You know, they just don't have enough fun on this show. They go to a party every week, by the way.
She's like, I hope they get a vacation soon. I hope they get a vacation soon. They need one. So now we go over to another restaurant, and Kyle's meeting up with Sutton. And now this is Kyle's biggest like moment of triumph, which is that Sutton is actually googly-eyed over Kyle's bag for once. And Kyle's like, yeah, it's the new Birkin. It's just more structured. It's more structured like the Kelly. I think she's like the Kelly or something like that. Kyle is just like, love you. She's like, finally, I have the coolest Birkin in the room.
And she's like, oh, and thank you. Thank you for the birthday present, by the way. And Sutton's like, oh, yeah, you know, they're old sweaters. They're old. And Kyle goes, I know. And then we see a clip of them in a store with Sutton going, Kyle, these are for you. They're old sweaters. And Kyle's like, I know. So we come back. Good. I'm glad you like them. They're old sweaters. They're kind of groovy. Anyway, okay. So that's all you're going to say about them, huh? Okay. Okay, you're over that gift. Okay. Maybe I should get you some new sweaters next time. Maybe you just need to know where the pockets are going to be for you to enjoy a birthday gift. That was fun. Okay. Liability, you motherfucker. Motherfucker liability. Go ahead, Kyle.
Just so you know, this golf sweater was worn by Arnold Palmer, just so you know. So then Kyle turns to the waiter and she's like, what is your most buttery Chardonnay? I was like, Kyle, stop it. So now Kyle's talking about buttery Chardonnay. So Sutton's like, I feel good today. And Kyle's like, good, now I can ruin that. So you know what? You really threw everyone for a loop with that comment about Erica. And Sutton's like, well, it was about calling me a liability as a friend. Okay, the fact that she used that word, I found it ironic. I found it hypocritical. I found it buttery like a Chardonnay. No, Kyle, I know you just went to a wine class, but no, I did not find it buttery like a Chardonnay.
I know you've been watching a lot of Grey's Anatomy, but normal people don't say buttery Chardonnay, okay? And Kyle's like, oh, yeah, you know, I thought they were really heading into a better direction, but now Sutton drops this bomb, which you got to love how they get on the people that aren't in their group about this.
Yeah,
shit. Like, Sutton said anything. So Sutton's like, well, she takes no accountability. And Kyle's like, Sutton, I love you, but you are definitely stirring up shit.
Kyle is literally the shape of a spoon at this point. She stirs up so much shit. So I know she's not saying that. So Sutton goes, well, my attorney received a letter. And then they, I guess the lawyers wanted to call Sutton as a third party witness. And Sutton's like, I'm not going to say what the case was, but here's what bothers me. There's a woman in this group that put us all in a bad position. And y'all don't want to talk about it because all you do is defender. And Kyle's like, no, of course we don't defend her, but oh my god, it's so nice to see her let her hair down, and the way she was crying last season with the mascara down her cheeks, oh my god, I just feel so bad for her, but I don't defend her all the time.
Listen, if there's one thing she is guilty of, it's being a good person. Am I right? But she goes, why are you being defensive, Sutton? Why are you being defensive? You never let people finish a sentence. She's not being defensive. What are you talking about? So Sutton's like, well, I'm just trying to make it clear. Two things are very different, okay? And she goes, but, you know, you're getting defensive, okay? And all I'm trying to do is ask questions with my structured Birkin, okay? So, Birkin, do you know why she's acting so defensive? I'm not, Kyle. Oh my god, she yelled at me, Birkin. Can I get a check, please? I'm sick of being abused.
Do you know how hard it is to be a celebrity who's in feature films getting yelled at by people in a restaurant? God, I hate fame. So Sutton's like, so then Sutton starts talking about how she has a date. And Kyle's like, well, do you think it's a good idea to show up with expensive jewelry on these dates? Don't you want to act a little poor? I mean, I'm not saying you have to be homeless, but you shouldn't be toothless, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to seem vulnerable. You don't want to seem pathetic and poor, but you do want to seem kind of vulnerable so he thinks he can take care of you, right? I mean, let me see your bag. What bag are you taking? She's like, oh my god, that bag is way too nice. Please don't. You look like you want to take care of somebody. You really do.
That sounds like... Sutton's like, but it's not even an Hermes bag. And it says it's $7,500. She's like, I like that to Sutton. This is basically like an NPR tote.
It's like her Michael Kors.
She's like, this trashy thing, that's cost $7,500.
So Sutton's like, well, Kyle, come on, don't tell me what to do. I mean, when was your last blind date? And Kyle's like, 1999, Emilio Estevez. You know, I knew him, actually, but he was preparing for an audition as a blind person, so he wore dark glasses the whole night and kept spilling Zima on me and walking into walls, so I know what I'm talking about.
I can't believe I turned down a date with the little kid from Alf to go on that date with Emilio. It's such a shame. God, sliding doors, am I right?
So Sutton's like, listen, this isn't easy for me. I'm difficult. Oh, you think you're difficult? Yeah, I'm difficult. I know I'm difficult. And Kyle's like, especially when you're arguing. Well, you know, I do like to debate and I do like to be right. Stop yelling at me, please. Please stop yelling at me, Sutton.
So now everyone's getting into
they're getting it. I almost said they're getting into drag, which is almost true. I mean, they're getting into glam for this party. And, you know, Erica's doing her Jerry Hall homage, and Kyle's in glam. Rinna has sent her like some Rinna Beauty stuff. And of course, Kyle's dog snatches the Rinna Beauty stuff and eats it, because Kyle has not trained her dogs even remotely.
There's now, here's wild my theory.
Animals in that household.
Here's my theory on what Kyle's up to. I think I've cracked a Kyle nut. Okay, so you know how Kyle's been the same, I think, this season as every season. Like, she's no different to me. But for some reason, this season and a little bit last season, people started catching on to Kyle's thing and have, like, kind of turned on Kyle, right? Kyle got this puppy because she protects... You know how some people use a victim shroud? They protect themselves with victimhood. Like Rinna's doing right now with her mom. You know, it's like everything she does wrong, she puts on the victim shroud. Like, but my mom! So you can't yell at her. Kyle has a cuteness shroud. Like, for years, she had Portia. Okay? Portia was like that adorable, like always missing her front tooth little girl who was so funny and just fucking adorable. But then Portia turned into a teenager and people turned on Kyle. So Kyle got a puppy. Let's see if it works. It might, because I was in this scene like, oh my God, that puppy is adorable. Kyle, tell me more about your puppy.
Yeah, that's I think a cuteness shield or a cuteness shroud is a very good theory. And
let's see if it works, Ben.
I think it's going to work.
So this is August 6th. This is, what is this? August 18th August 16th. Or whatever? It's August
18th. No, it's August 18th.
Yes, August 18th. So let's see from now on how the reaction to Kyle goes, because I'll bet the tides start to turn for Kyle. It's all in the puppyhood. I'm telling you.
She's just going to show up next week with like a stuffed Pikachu on under her arm. Like, oh, this old thing.
She's going to come next week like with a pacifier. Like, she's going to show up at the reunion with a pacifier. Like
a baby bonnet.
Yeah. Got it, darling. Make him holler, Andy. It's like, all right, it was creepy when the actual child said it on Toddlers and Tiaras. Okay.
Baby.
So we're back with Dorit now.
Baby! And
she's trying on roller skates, which, so I think this is funny because I thought it was so strange that Sophia, who's like, I'm assuming off in college, sends her mom roller skates. So I'm sure there was like, hey, Sophia, so your mom has to shoot a roller skating scene soon. So could you send her some roller skates? Yeah,
she's going
to
get some shoes on them and have wheels on them.
Her roller skates have to look better than everyone else's.
And then they're going to have to look better than Dorit's.
We just don't want her to break her neck when she skates.
So devastating. I think Dorit got skates and Kyle was like, I need skates. So now they're gonna have skate competition. I think that's a good theory. So Kyle's so lame, we have to make up theories every week about Kyle. We're like, let's make up a theory to make Kyle more interesting.
Well, it was just so weird that her daughter gave her roller skates for her birthday, and then all of a sudden Dorit's in roller skates and going to a roller skate party. I feel like there's something rubbed me the wrong way. So PK's like, honey, babe, you're going to break your neck, babe.
And she's like, oh, see, little girl from down the street, he's not even given me his vote of confidence. And Phoenix is like, daddy, I'm here to help her, daddy. And he's like, but you're not wearing them to the party. Phoenix, daddy's in charge here. And she's like, but if she breaks her neck, it's all your fault because you're not giving her confidence, daddy.
Thank you, Phoenix. Thank you so much.
So then Dorico's like skating off down the hallway, and Phoenix runs after her like, no, because you know this poor little girl has seen her mom go falling down those stairs on roller skates before. This is not something new in this household.
And not off roller skates. Not on roller skates. Just Dorit flailing all over the house at all times. So music. We're at the disco party, and it's another black and gold themed party, everybody. Okay.
Yeah.
So Rinna comes in some gold bodysuit and a weird wig and a little too much bronzer to be comfortable.
Okay? She was trending towards Countess Luann. She was, you know, I think definitely. She was just, I don't know. There was a little bit of a line. I don't know. But
she got in trouble because when this happened in real life, you know, in real time, she posted the selfie that they had all taken, and she posted one of her and Erica, and she said, look at me, it's Donna Summer. And people were like, and you're in like that makeup. Like, what the fuck, Rinna?
Summer down now. So then Rinna, it's so funny. I feel like we got a glimpse of like real Rinna here because she comes just like,
Rinna Beauty, everyone. What a party. It's 70s. Okay, let's get a drink. Are you guys bartenders? No. Okay. We need bartenders. We need bartenders.
We're going to have bartenders, right, Cheryl? We need real Cheryl, lemons. The business partner who's doing everything. Okay. This is like a typical housewives business. Cheryl sets up the whole party. Rinna doesn't even know what's on the drink list. You know?
Yeah.
Cheryl's done everything. Rinna comes in 5 minutes before it starts and then bitches at Cheryl. She's like, we're going to have bartenders, right, Cheryl? Okay. My Purple Pucker, Life's a Peach, Jet Setter. You guys aren't bartenders. Yeah. Oh, and also I don't do this funky dry shit. I need real lemons and real limes. So, I mean, I'm going to drink it, but we're going to need to get lemons. Okay. Lemons. We've got lemons, right, Cheryl? We're getting lemons. Cheryl, you're getting lemons.
Listen. Dorit can't yell carcass out to mixer, okay? Real lemons. Real lemons.
So anyway, ridiculous. People are arriving. It. Yeah, people are arriving. You know, it's like, and they're talking about, you know, Rinna talks about how she got to go to Studio 54 one time. And then Garcelle's like, talked about how she got to go because she was a model and she sat at a table and there was Coke on the table and she didn't want to do the Coke, but they're like, do the Coke. And then she spilled the Coke and then everyone's like, boo.
And that was the last time she ever went to Studio 54. So then they all do photo booth group pics. And after that, Kyle's like, guys, I want to take this opportunity to invite you all to Aspen. My house is small. It's only a few thousand square feet. So I'm going to get you a house down the street.
Yeah, and then and Rinna's like, I need a room where I can lock my door, okay? And that there are real lemons and limes. And then Garcelle's like, well, I'm going to stay at the other house. The music's like, which I thought was funny. I was like, well, she was telling them to stay at the other house.
Yeah, they're making it sound like Garcelle just threw down. And Diana laughs, and she goes, I'll stay at hotel. Yes, yeah. I will stay at hotel.
And Kyle's like, oh. And Diana's like, I'm great hostess, but not great guest. And I'm very demanding. By staying at hotel, I'm saving everybody a lot of stress, except for the poor people who I will terrorize.
Yes.
She's like, I'm happy to be a demon to like the faceless, you know, the faceless poors. But to my friends and being on camera, no, I will not do that.
Yes. I'll only be hateful to people I'm paying, you know. Yeah. So, the dancers come in. We have these cheese ball dancers come in. Okay, I think I've been to improv class with both of these jokers, or commercial class. That's where you get most of these. Forrest and Victoria,
and they're dancing to the sweet beats being thrown down by DJ Kathy Michelle. That was what her. That's your little sign up that said DJ Kathy Michelle. Welcome, but a DJ Kathy Michelle. These are some great beats. Also, I got some coupons if you're going to Ralph's afterwards. So come on by.
So Kathy's like, what is this? What's happening right now? And Sun's like, well, nothing's going to beat Melissa Etheridge, but it's cute to have dancers. That's cute. It's very cute. So everybody gets up and does some, you know, disco dancing. Yeah. And Kathy's like, wow, look at Dorit. She has some moves. Is that called the falling down on roller skates? Dorit's just out there flailing like, whoa, I'm about to fall. I'm about to fall.
Just losing her mind. Ladies. That's what she sounds like when she falls over. So now there's now, by the way, there's like no one at this party except for this group. So Kathy's like now sitting and she's telling a story about she's talking about Rick, and Cherie goes, because Cherie's there, and she's like, Kathy, what's the secret, Kathy? And she's like, well, it's keeping the right people around. I mean, Rick, he's an old-fashioned Catholic guy. His parents were married for all those years, and he always had to be on his best behavior. I mean, he even said, you get caught doing the wrong thing, and you're canceled. I mean, you can't even call someone precious anymore without just having everyone cancel you. Am I right?
And Garcelle's like, oh, God. So then Kyle and Sutton are talking, and Kyle's like, can I ask you a question, Sutton? How are you feeling after the dinner at Dorit's? Fucking Kyle, take a night off. My God, you just went to lunch with her.
I know, this was so transparent, because like, you just went to dinner, and you just asked this question, so the fact that you're bringing this up again means that you have no interest, but it's starting shit. She's just going to try to have Sutton talk about it so she can create a mess, and that's exactly what she does.
She doesn't even try to like be subtle about it, you know? So Kathy just walks up, and she's like, are we going out tonight or what? Because you're filling your trap, Kyle. You're really eating a lot right now, Kyle. Are we supposed to go out later?
And Kyle's like, let her talk, Kathy. It's important. I'm trying to stir shit up. And Kathy's like, no, she want to go to Craig's? Kathy, let her talk. I am trying to stir the pot. Oh, pot. I don't know about pots. Is that something the lady uses?
Sorry, Ben.
No, it's okay. I wasn't going anywhere with that joke.
Sutton falls right into it every time. It makes me crazy. It's like they all just accept that Kyle's the boss, so they fight on cue whenever Kyle tells them to. You know, yeah. So Sutton's like, well, I was just trying to make a point because Erica called me a friend that's a liability. And Kyle's like, well, I don't even know what that means. Well, I don't either. But why would she call you a liability? I don't know. Well, then why don't you ask her? Hey, Erica, what did you mean?
I have to say, there was something kind of fun because I was like, Kyle is stirring shit up. It's making me angry. But also I'm like, how is Kyle going to do it? Like, what's her approach going to be? How is she going to do it? And I love the way she sets up her own shit stirring. It's like, I get so angry, but at the same time, I'm not going to lie. I'm kind of amused by it, just her shamelessness. Well, why don't you ask her what it means? Erica.
Yeah, I think Kyle sucks, but I will say, you know, I've said it a few times this season, and people are sick of it, I'm sure, but I do like Kyle more when she's not hiding her hand. I mean,
yeah.
On one hand, yeah. I think, like, she has no subtlety, she has no grace, you know, but that's kind of Kyle, and I kind of like that she's not making everyone else do it, because that's usually what she does, and now she's just like, oh, fuck it, I'm going to ruin everybody, you know?
Yeah.
So I can go to dinner. I'm like, let's start this fight. Our reservation at Craig's is in 45. She's like, Erica, what did you mean that Sutton's a liability? And Erica goes, I meant a hindrance to the rest of the group for Garcelle making friendships with the rest of the group.
Yeah. And Sutton goes, am I a hindrance to you? And Garcelle's like, not at all. Kyle goes, so their relationship is keeping us from getting closer to Garcelle. Is that what you're saying? And Erica goes, yes. See, instead of seeing me through me, you're going to see me through those eyes. As if, by the way, like, how is that any different between seeing anyone through Rinna's eyes or Kyle's eyes or Dorit's eyes? I don't understand this logic that Erica has.
Well, instead of seeing you for you, we're just seeing you with eyes that can read newspapers, Erica. I mean, for fuck's sake, you know, and watch YouTube videos of all of your shit work that you've done over the years. Like, I think you're pretty transparent. So Garcelle's like, listen, you treat me well, but treat my friend bad, and you want me to just be okay with that? And she tells us, you know, not all of this is Sutton. Like, if I saw Erica treat anyone the way she treated Sutton, that would give me pause. It's like, it's not about sticking up for Sutton. It's about sticking up for general humanity. You're an evil monster. What are you not hearing?
Yeah, so Dorit goes, guys, just last week at my homeless, not toothless dinner, you said to the group, Erica, you have a lot of lawsuits. That was below the belt. That was very below. If Sharon Stone had been there at that charity dinner for homeless, not toothless, I would have been mortified.
That's what we call a PK fupa. Below the belt. Barely. It's kind of blending into the lower stomach at this point, to be honest with you. So Garcelle's like, well, you treat me well and treat my friend bad. I'm still on the other note. So Rinna's like, yeah, that was really mean. That was mean.
Yeah, and Sutton goes, no, it wasn't. And Rinna goes, yes, it was. Don't play dumb. She goes, you know what? It's aggressive. I don't care if it's aggressive. I'm not having your back right now, and I'm not having her back, baby.
Well, you've never had my back. I'll have your own back, Sutton Strack. Ha, ha, ha. That was good. That was good. I'm turning into Donna Summer. Right before your eyes.
I think Rinna thought that she had like a t-shirt line there, like the viral line that was going to wind up on merch. Like, have your own freaking back, Suttonstrack. And she thought we'd all be like, have your own back, Suttonstrack. But we're all like, huh?
Well, it couldn't be any more ridiculous than Lisa Rinna selling an over-the-counter lip plumper. Okay.
Yeah.
So Kyle's like, okay. So after we had dinner at Dorit's house and we had the whole conversation with Sutton, Kathy goes, you know, at the Toothless and Homeless Foundation? And Cherie starts cracking up. And Kyle's like, no, not Toothless and Homeless, Kathy. Crystal's like, don't laugh, Kathy. Because Kathy's like, sorry. And Dorit's like, this is a very important charity, Kathy. Homeless, not Toothless. Formerly Homeless, not Popsicle-less. Until that lady got food poisoning.
And everyone's just cracking up. She's like, guys, it's a really important charity. Garcelle, you're laughing. And Kyle goes, the name is not amazing, but they do good work. Amazing work. Amazing work.
Deserving homeless person will get a smile. Did you hear me? They're going to have a bean cooking competition to decide the winner. Fire in a trash can of beans. God bless whoever has a thickest pot holder so they don't burn themselves while they're trying to cook those suckers.
So Kyle goes, you know what? Forget. Kyle goes, you know what, guys, forget about the Toothless, not Homeless charity. And Crystal goes, it's Homeless, not Toothless.
You said Toothless, not Homeless. And Kyle's like, oh my God. So then the producer asked Kyle and Sutton what the name of the charity is, and it's like clown music while Kyle can't remember. She's like, I think it's Homeless, Toothless. And Sutton's like, Toothless, not Homeless. They should maybe fix the name of that organization.
So Kathy winds up to start some sort of like politician speech. She goes, honey, I'm so sorry. Look, I have worked with the homeless. I have worked with the Toothless. It's like that famous poem. Bring me, you're hungry, you're tired, you're toothless, you're homeless. You know, Statue of Liberty. Thank you.
I've worked with the homeless, I've worked with the toothless. And then it goes, and Erica says, oh my God, I've worked with the homeless, I've worked with the toothless. That's not funny. I'm like, really? Then why are you covering your face and laughing your ass off? That shit's funny. Also, if you guys haven't seen Kathy's work with the homeless and toothless, unfortunately, it's been scrubbed from the internet. But Kathy, Kyle, and Kim all did this self-shot pilot called the Bum Makeovers. Was it called like Bum that. Makeovers? Something. Where they drove around Beverly Hills and accosted homeless people and said such things like, Kim, what are you doing out here? You want to be like this? Come on, get a job. Super classy stuff.
It's great. So Kyle is saying, hey, you know, Rinna and Sutton, you guys had a moment, but then Rinna, you still have strong opinions about Sutton. And Sutton's basically like telling us that's frustrating because Lisa keeps saying, like, I forgive you, we're friends. But then it's like clearly not true.
Right. And Rinna's like, listen, I get it. When it's supposed to work out, it will. I know I'm just like trying to make it happen. You know, look, if I come across that I'm angry one minute and then the next I'm going to cut myself some slack. Oh, and the next I'm fine. I'm going to cut myself some slack. Victim shroud. I'm dealing with grief. It's like, no. You don't get to do like, and I'm dealing with grief for an excuse all to be abusive to other people. Cut the shit. How about that? Okay. Also, I'm very sorry about your mother. But cut the shit still.
It's very La La Kent. So Sutton is like, Sutton's like, listen, I can be a bit of a loose cannon. Okay, I'm a cult. And Kyle's like, a cult? You guys, did you hear? She's starting a cult. Oh my God, I don't feel secure. And she's like, no, it's a baby horse, Kyle. You know, the kinds that you own. Like, everyone has a baby cult, right? No, just me.
Although, no. Joshua does have Sutton already tattooed on his mangina. I'm just saying, I'm putting it out there right now. Okay. So Crystal's like, Sutton, you're tangenting. Come on, Sutton. She goes, no, I've got this. Okay. Here's what I want to say. I don't want to take away from the fact that I was making a point. Now, here's the truth. I should have said what I said
forgot what I was saying. And Erica goes, oh, like, yeah, and I'm the one with a drinking problem.
I'm doing the Diana laugh. Because Erica and Diana were the only ones laughing at that. And then, and Erica goes, well, we can get to that one later, ma'am. And she looks at Garcelle, ma'am.
And Diana goes, do you have a drinking problem, Garcelle? She says, no, I don't have a drinking problem. And Erica goes, neither do I, but you tried to push it.
By the way, I just want to point out, Sutton was trying to, like, at that moment, she was trying to actually, like, resolve her issue with Erica. And the reason why she said, the reason why she paused was because she was trying to make sure she phrased it properly so she wouldn't get into trouble again. And now we have completely pivoted over to Garcelle. So that whole issue will remain open because Erica cracked this joke. So now Garcelle is like, have I said it about you? Yeah. I thought you did because there were so many incidences, you know? And Erica's like,
There were three. There were only three. They're like the little pigs, all right? There were three of them. So now you're going to hop and pop and blow me down, bitch?
Okay. So then Erica goes, excuse me. You know exactly what I've been through. Well, actually, you don't because I refuse to talk about it. But you should know exactly what I've been through. And I told you straight up what happened, except I didn't really tell you straight up what happened. But anyway, but you tried to push this false narrative that I have a problem. And Garcelle's like,
First of all, you know exactly what I've been through. Yeah, your fucking husband stole a lot of money from innocent people that you spent and continue to fight to be able to spend even now. So shut up with that. Okay,
well, I don't even mind. She is going through shit whether or not like she's handling it well, whatever she is. But like Garcelle was not trying to push a narrative. Garcelle was just like, I didn't push a narrative. And Erica goes, yeah, you did. You kept talking about it as if no one in Erica's Fox Force 5 talks about anything. Like, Garcelle is not the first person in this group to talk about what's going on with the other ladies. I mean, for crying out loud, Dorit just at the wine party was like, oh, by the way, Crystal still throws up every single day. I mean, like, exactly. So Dorit can just sort of say that and that's like chill. But then Garcelle's like, what the hell's up with Erica, you know?
But like, also Erica's saying, yeah, it was just three times. It was every event right in a row. So to you, it's only three times, but to her, it's like 100% of the time that she's seen you this season. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or like 70% of the time. So, Erica's like, yes, you did push it. You kept talking about it. And she goes, what I did, Erica. She goes, oh, yes, Garcelle. She said, I said you need to figure out your medicine to drink ratio.
Just, I did. And are you trying to get one over on me? Are you trying to be helpful? Garcelle's like, that's how I felt when I had drinks with you. And I said, I was worried about you.
Are you though?
She's like, yeah. She's like, well, my point.
I love how Garcelle goes, yeah. Like, you're a fucking mess. Yes.
Yeah. So Erica's like, my point is, if I had a problem, you kind of would be the last person to know because these women are the closest to me. And then Garcelle, my favorite line of maybe the past 2 years, she goes, oh, I know. God, you guys say that almost every other day. I was like, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, but this whole thing of like you're talking about it behind my back, she literally took you out and sat with you one-on-one and talked to you about it. So why are you acting like this is all something you're shocked about? So Erica's like, well, what I mean is they would probably notice my behavior and they'd probably pull me aside and be like, hey, what's going on with you? If that was true. Oh, really? If like when Rinna came to your house and sat you down and told you you've got a fucking problem, get it together. Yeah,
yeah.
That did happen.
So she's like, all of that aside, I felt like you went to different people in this group and talked about, does Erica have a problem? I'm like, so are you going to be yelling at Kyle next? Because Kyle is the chief person who goes around to everyone and is like, what do you think about that? I thought that was so crazy how she was acting the other night. Did you think she was acting the other night? What do you think
was
wrong with her?
But she deserves to. She deserves to. You know, Kyle brings it up every time, but she says it in this way. She goes, you know, Erica, like, that was crazy last night, but I think she deserves it. She's never been able to let her hair down like that. She baits everybody, you know?
Yeah.
And anyway, if nobody talked about it, you'd be at the reunion going, I'm obviously going through something. Did anyone come up to me and say, Eric, yeah. Is anything wrong with you?
Also, I have a news alert for Erica and for all of humanity, which is if you act like a drunk asshole, people talk about it. Sorry, that is the consequence of being a drunk asshole. If you think you could be a drunk asshole and yet there's no consequences to it, sorry, you're wrong. You were annoying. You were an annoying drunk in three different occasions. And guess what? You earned the right to have someone say, what the fuck is wrong with her? Okay, that's just the way it works. Another thing, by the way, I read today that Dodge is canceling the Charger and the other stupid muscle car. And to which I say, sorry, that's just the way it is. Men with small penises.
Also, people who don't have problems don't care if you come up to us and say, you've got a problem. You know, I've got problems with enough things. But if someone accuses, it's like, Ronnie, you have a heroin problem. I'd be like, okay. Like, who cares? How does it affect me? You know? So Erica's like, you'd be the last to know because they're the closest and blah, blah, blah. So Erica, Garcelle's like, look, all this, the way that you're phrasing this makes it sound like I'm going around saying, let's get together to talk about Erica. And that's not what's happening. And then as to prove her wrong, they put up 2 weeks earlier with Dorit and 2 months earlier with Kyle. But those conversations to me were like, is what Erica okay? Yeah.
It was like, what the fuck is Erica? She's wasted. She's crazy. So then Erica's like, is that to make Erica look bad or is that a genuine concern? And Garcelle's like, Erica, I don't have to make you look bad. You can do that on your own. And then everyone's like, it's like mega. And Kyle starts doing her Felix the Cat clock, like tick tock, tick tock, her eyes going left and right.
So it's okay for Erica to publicly confront Garcelle about something that she could have done one-on-one, which is what Erica just yelled at Sutton for doing earlier in this episode, if you remember. Mm-hmm. But it's also okay for Erica to accuse Garcelle to use Erica for a storyline, but it's not okay for Garcelle to say you look stupid on your own. These people are so... I mean, the looks were really like, ooh, ow, it's like, Jesus Christ, is this a Six Flags commercial? Dorit's like,
Kyle had like a lady boner. She was like, damn, I thought I was stirring stuff up between Sutton and Erica. I didn't realize I was going to drag Garcelle into this. Wow, amazing night for me.
So Erica's response is, oh, and you can make yourself look like a liar right now. Ah.
And she goes, oh, so now you're calling me a liar?
Well, it makes it feel like you had some ulterior motive. That's right. I said ulterior. And you're going to deal with it and pretend to know what I'm saying. You wanted me to have a problem.
Oh, God, Erica.
Garcelle's like, you having a problem doesn't change my life in any way, good or bad. I have, like, real fame. And so Erica's like,
and it shouldn't or anyone else's. It's my life to destroy or to build.
And Garcelle's like, fine, then destroy it. Go ahead, destroy your life.
And then she just shrugs at us and goes, blow up your life. It's your prerogative.
Yeah, seriously. And so Erica's like,
it's not coming from a helpful place.
So Garcelle, like,
Erica,
is Erica
in a bad place? It literally came from that place, you idiot. So Garcelle's like, well, I think you have that perception because of the ladies you were talking to. And Dorit goes, well, I said are you not concerned about Erica? And I said to you, but I've known her for so long, and she's never been like this. And you said, don't be Kyle! Don't be Kyle! She goes, whoa, I didn't say it like that. You're exaggerating. I said, don't be Kyle. It's advice I give to people I don't even know. Okay, I could be getting ready to cross the street, and when the light is not turned yet, I'll just turn to a child and say, don't be Kyle. It's just general advice.
I mean, you know, when Putin decided to invade Ukraine, I just sent off a little email to the Kremlin and said, don't be Kyle. Don't be Kyle. I mean, it's just something you just say. You want to just nip things in the bud.
So then Dorit goes, I guarantee you said it more than once. That's not the point. You're acting like she was screaming like a fucking banshee, Dorit. Okay.
I know. And we even see a clip of Garcelle saying, don't be Kyle.
don't be Kyle. Back and forth about this. And Kyle goes, what's wrong with being Kyle? You know, this is like taking her back to the roller rink with everyone else is like playing like, like Red Rover. And they're like, sorry, Kyle, there's no room for you on our line.
Because, you know, Kyle was in the middle of that roller rink doing the splits. And Mrs. Garrett was like, boys, don't be Kyle. Don't be Kyle.
I can't help it. I have hyperflexibility syndrome.
So Kathy goes, guys, we're supposed to be lifting each other up, you know? And Dorit goes, Kathy, we don't have to have real conversations. So you see Dorit now hates Kathy because Kathy said the name of her charity wrong. So now Dorit is going to try and comfort Kathy with the rest of them. Oh, so, this show is so predictable.
So Kyle goes, okay, guys, I'm going to say that Erica and Sutton, they're love and hate, and they need to start over. They're fixed. And so Sutton's like, you know what, Erica, I am going to call you tomorrow a motherfucker. I mean, no, I am going to call you on the telephone. That's what I'm going to do. And Erica just has a look on her face like, ugh. She goes, because I'm going to call you so you can to understand what's going on. She's like, please don't. Please don't. I only say that because I actually have limited minutes on my new plan, and I don't want to waste them on you. Thank you.
My cricket's almost out. Sorry, bitch. Kyle goes, well, do we have more clarity, everybody? Fucking Kyle. So Rinna just shrugs all miserable, and Kathy goes, oh, I think we're all good, Kyle, okay? And then she turns to Garcelle, and she's like, boy, did I get snapped at about that homeless and toothless situation. I mean, what difference does it make? Homeless and toothless and homeless. I'm going to be calling you tonight going, homeless and toothless, until I get it right. And Garcelle goes, I won't take your call. Don't call me.
She goes, it's the same thing. Homeless and toothless and homeless. It's the same thing. Oh my God. I love that. You know, being homeless, being toothless, it's really the same thing. You're not being welcomed into Kathy's house. That's what she's saying.
Oh my God. Jeez.
Oh, goodness. Well, another crazy episode. I enjoyed it quite a bit. And then next week they go off to Aspen, which I think we're all excited about because all the rumors that have swirled around this damn Aspen trip, it's probably gonna be a huge letdown, but that's part of watching Beverly Hills is building up to a huge letdown, right?
It is. It was a fun episode and filled me with rage, you know? Yeah. And that's what I love. I love feeling rage over silly, petty, stupid, inconsequential things, you know? So
Garcelle's my hero.
This was definitely Garcelle's best episode because they did try to do the gaslighting on Garcelle. Like, you were yelling, don't be caught. You know, they tried to pull all of those tricks out of the bag and she just was like, what? Like, completely logical. Like, yeah, I said you had a problem because you're wasted all the fucking time. Yeah. Telling my kid to fuck off, trying to fuck the other kid. Like, yes, I said you had a problem. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, exactly. And I loved how she called them all out for, like, basically always declaring how much they're all friends. And she was great. So very fun times. Thank you, everyone, for being here, for listening, and for watching. Hi to everyone on Crap is on Demand. We are back tomorrow with some Southern Charm. And then again, Monday, first recap of House of Dragons, House of the Dragon, I should say. So we will catch you on the next one. Bye, everyone.
Bye, motherfucker. Motherfucker.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
We talk to her daily, it's Kaylee.
Dana C. Dana Do,
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
She's our queen, Marie Levine.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya. The Bay Area Betches.
bitches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser is Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Erica 500 Days of Summers.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, it's Jennifer Corcoran.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
Paging Paige Mills, Paging Paige Mills.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Better do what she says, it's Elva Enriquez.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Kristen, the Ruby Rubano.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.
I love a good parasocial relationship with a celebrity who will probably never know my name.
I mean, honestly, who knows? Don't count yourself out. But my favorite part about these feuds is how they're ignited by the tiniest things.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it.
I accidentally laminated my brows too much.
It starts small and then it gets so big.
To be honest, Naomi, I'm fearful of you to this day.
I don't know her.
We all just have to admit, we're addicted. Everybody has opinions. Everyone picks sides.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
From Wondery, I'm Sydney Battle.
And I'm Matt Bellassai.
And this is Dis and Tell, where we unpack why we get so invested in these feuds and whether or not our attention only makes the whole thing worse.
Follow Dis and Tell wherever you get your podcasts.
50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. I'm your host, Shimo Liai, and I was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now I'm returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.